Every time I come back to England, I visit my grandmother, Margaret Hobson. She is now 93 years old and has lived here all her life. My dad was born and raised here, but obviously the British accent was not passed on to me. Last year, I interviewed my grandmother for the first time, and she told me that she didn't vote in the Brexit referendum, but it was clear that if she had, she'd have voted to leave.
Brexit seems very strange because to us, especially my generation, because we're definitely not Europeans. I mean, we're British and that's it.
A little backstory. My grandmother lived with my late grandfather Richard in Coventry for decades. They were married for 67 years. Coventry is about 100 miles from London in an area where most people voted for Brexit. My grandparents lived there during World War II when Coventry was a factory town making materials for the war effort. And the Nazis singled it out for attack.
Amid the wholesale wreckage of a noble city, crushed by the force of hundreds of tons of bombs, the steeple of her one-time beautiful 14th-century cathedral looks down on a scene of indescribable desolation.
My grandmother lived through that, hiding in the hills nearby as the bombs fell. And the bombed-out shell of that cathedral still stands today, ringing its bells as if it were still whole. Since my last visit, my grandmother has moved from her house in Coventry to an apartment in a retirement community in nearby Kenilworth. Her living room is laid out basically the same way, with a coffee table perfectly situated to rest a cup of tea, a newspaper folded in half on one side of the table, some family photos up on the walls, and one of my grandfather's paintings of the sea.
So what do you think about the fact that after our interview a year ago, there are lots and lots of Americans who know who you are and they want to know what you think?
I'm very amazed. I am really amazed. But nice, very nice. Nice to be famous for 5 minutes.
Do you think Brexit will ever actually happen?
No, I don't think so. We're too involved now with Europe. I don't think we could ever really break away now. We're too much involved.
Really? Because a lot of people in this country would like to.
Would like to, yes. I mean, we still think that we're big enough to run everything on our own, but I'm not so sure.
You don't think so?
No, not so sure now. No. I think we need a bit of help from the others now.
How much do you talk about this with people when you have your monthly fish and chips dinner here? Do you talk about Brexit?
We never discussed at all. No, I'm afraid we're not very, very good at that sort of thing. I mean, now you'd really have to ask the younger generation, because they're the ones that are doing the voting and are choosing. I mean, we've sort of had our day and our time with it. So I think you'd really have to find out from somebody a lot younger, how they feel about it.
On the British side of my family, there are actually three younger generations living in the UK, most of them near my grandmother. Her grandnephew, Adam, is 37 and a hardcore Brexiteer. His wife is from Thailand, and Adam says EU rules made it more difficult for her to find work as a pharmacist when she first came to the UK. So he wants the UK to crash out of the EU without a deal.
Yes, I would be very happy if we just left without a deal.
Why?
When we had the original question put to us about whether we wanted to leave the EU or not, it was to leave without a deal. And it seems that going on and going on, the opposition to the parties have always been saying, no, we don't want to leave without a deal. We need to have something. We still need to continue that relationship. And I'd be much happier if we just totally left and negotiated a brand new deal, a brand new agreement. We've got to do it with the rest of the world anyway, so why not do it with each individual company in Europe?
Well, the people arguing against a no-deal Brexit would say that there's going to be chaos, that there will be unforeseen circumstances, that there will be food and medicine shortages, etc., etc. You're not worried about any of that?
Well, I didn't vote for them, and to be honest, I think that they're scaremongering as well. They've said a lot of things going forward, that when we said we'd leave, if we chose that, our economy would suffer, there'd be these problems, there'd be that problems. And there's not been the evidence of that at all. It just hasn't happened.
That position puts Adam even beyond Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who famously said he'd rather be dead in a ditch than extend today's Brexit deadline. He said he'd leave today with or without a deal, but eventually did extend the deadline in a bid to get his Brexit deal with the EU through and avoid a crash out. Meanwhile, all this talk of Brexit is making us hungry. So we gathered two other generations of the family, Adam's parents, and his 15-year-old daughter, and made our way to an English pub called the Queen and Castle. After a pint of beer served at room temperature, which I must admit does taste better than the colder serving you get in the U.S., and some roast chicken served with seasonal greens and Yorkshire pudding, I asked Adam's father, David, how he voted in the 2016 Brexit referendum.
The same as most of my family, I guess, Brexit.
Why?
Because I just didn't fancy the idea of a federal Europe, because I couldn't see that working in the same way as it might work in the States. It couldn't do it here in Europe.
And you thought that's where they were headed?
Absolutely, and still heading. So, yeah, that's the fundamental reason. And basically, I think Great Britain can do a lot better outside the constraints of a very protectionist market.
So do you think that Brexit will actually happen?
It will ultimately. At least that's my belief and hope.
And would you be okay with it happening with no deal?
No deal simply means a little bit more chaos up front, but ultimately it'll end up in basically a free trade arrangement throughout the world with our control over our own destiny.
David's wife, Petta, who is my father's first cousin, sees things pretty much the same way.
I want them to just get on and get it done and do what the vote from the people said we should do.
And Brexit?
Oh, yes, definitely Brexit.
You voted to Brexit?
I voted to Brexit.
Why?
Because I felt we needed more control over what we did in this country. That sometimes things were overturned in Europe for what we actually stood for ourselves here in this country. And I just felt it was going to be a better option for us.
So do you think it will actually happen?
Yes, I think it will happen. If it doesn't happen, I think there could be a period of almost civil war in this country.
There is one more generation of the family sitting at the table. Adam's 15-year-old daughter, Charlie, is not old enough for a pint of beer, but she is old enough to understand Brexit and to be diplomatic in her comments about it.
It's one of those confusing things that they constantly make us try to debate at school. So we have the whole sort of the two points of the argument. We've got the first point, which is if we leave, there's a lot of children that won't have the freedom of movement across the European Union. And obviously, loads of children are like, well, that's taken away loads of opportunities we could possibly have. But equally, if we do leave, there's loads more opportunities that can be opened up for more of the children. And so it's this weird sort of double-edged blade that a lot of people just don't really know what to deal with.
Well, what do you think?
I don't really know. Like, I think the idea of leaving seems like sort of the better option. But I think that's just because, like, I sort of understand it from my family's point of view.
What do you want to happen now? Because there's a lot of uncertainty about what will happen.
I kind of just want them to sort themselves out and not put us in a position that makes us incredibly weak in the global market. Because that would cause a lot of issues, particularly as I'm getting to the point now where I've got to find jobs and start figuring out what I'm going to do with my life. But yeah, just don't want them to mess up the country.
Full disclosure, we spent most of our afternoon and evening together talking about other things. Life, family, food, travel, maybe a little U.S. politics. David, who wants the U.K. to leave the EU, also thinks it's crazy that Americans are so scared of socialism. A reminder that the politics of Brexit are different than left versus right, which is why no one really knows what will happen when British voters have their say in December. You can see a photo of me with my grandmother at hereandnow.org.